caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Patterson's Tax Service. Hey, this is the end of the year. We are about 7 weeks from the end of 2025. Let's end the season right. Let's end the tax season right. Let's make sure your tax code can work for you. Let's make sure you understand the big, beautiful bill. How about this, Sam? If you are set up a service for just a really cool service for your employees anyway, then they can save over $100, or you save over $100 a month per employee, and they get more take-home pay. Find out how and why the Russell Patterson, Patterson Tax Service. Do your tax planning right now. Small businesses do what so many other small businesses are doing. It's our great friends over at Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289. Did you buy an American-made car this year? Write your interest off. Do you work for tips? First $25,000 off. Tax-free. So just little stuff like that. If you're over 65, by the way, it's a different tax deal for the big, beautiful bill. So take care of that. Let the Patterson Tax Service take care of it for you in doing your taxes and tax planning for the future. PATTX.com, 864-859-8289.
Do you have any words wearing that bumper music there? At least 11.
Well, let me say this.
At least every breath you take. I mean, the title is halfway to KC and the Sunshine Band.
KC and the Sunshine Band. I just did this research during the break. So in the song, That's the Way I Like It.
Uh-huh.
There are 84 uh-huhs. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And there are 72 do's. Do, 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 do.
Uh-huh.
Just to be clear, when Shakespeare said in Hamlet, to be or not to be, that is the question. There, you could write many, many papers on that. In Julius Caesar, when he wrote, cowards die many times before their deaths, the valiant never taste death but once. You can write many, many papers on what that means. In Romeo and Juliet, what is a name? That which we call a rose by any other word would smell just as sweet. You can write papers on that for days. What you can't do is, like, worry about what's the interpretation of that's the way, I like it, That's the way, I like it, When you take me by the hand, tell me I'm your loving man. When you give me all your love, and do it, babe, the best you can. That's the way,
There's something to be said about the directness of it all.
Yeah, there is no beating around the bush here.
No, you get the word. Mickey, how many papers could you write about the 3:30 ABC game between Oklahoma and Alabama?
I could write many on that one because Brent Venables, does he survive? Do they love him? Do they not? Kalen DeBoer, is he going to be there? Is he not? A Heisman Trophy campaign with Ty Simpson or not? The former Heisman Trophy guy, Mateer. Oklahoma coming off of an open date. Oklahoma coming off of a big win at Tennessee. Can he go back-to-back at Tennessee and at Alabama? Can Alabama get to Mateer at all? Because one thing, Bama cannot rush the quarterback. That's their kryptonite. And also don't run the football all that well. Alabama coming off of their 20-9 win against LSU. That was good. We talked nothing about that game this week.
They won. They got out of there with a win. They covered in that game, I think, too.
I mean, 344 yards, 232. Bama can't run the football. 56 yards rushing on 26 carries. They can't run the ball, and they can't rush the passer. I'm telling you, that's why Bama doesn't win the national championship later on. But, no, there's so many storylines for this, and Bama trying to go undefeated and go to the SEC championship game, Oklahoma trying to get into playoffs. Like, yeah, Sam. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Does it play better for Bama or worse that coming into this game, Oklahoma is slightly better and our top 5-6 team in the country against the run when you know Bama's not going to run tremendously more than likely anyway? Yeah. It puts a lot, and I mean a lot, on the shoulders of Ty Simpson in this game. But has he shown you anything to indicate that he can't step up and just completely win a game on his own here?
It's a very good point. And in games like this where one team can't run and the other team stops the run, I think this is still, you got like find some sort of way to create some sort of balance. You don't have to be balanced like running between the tackles. But like maybe the jet sweep stuff.
Bounce one. Try and get the ball to Bernard. Bernard's going to get a lot of touches in this game. This is going to be a game where running east to west here and trying to create something with him is probably going to be a factor. It is every game for them, but they're going to manufacture a lot of looks for that guy.
So if you think about it, like to me, Alabama, let me give you this interesting stat here. Bama on the season has 18 sacks. Simpson, oh, by the way, has been sacked just 15 times. So they do protect the quarterback,
which is important because Oklahoma gets a lot of pressure.
Yes. And by the way, sacks is not the most important stat out there, affecting the quarterback and all that. Mm-hmm. But Oklahoma has 33 sacks.
They get home. Good
pressure. So they get to
well.
Him. And Mateer has been sacked 16 times all year. So, like, pass protection is going to be a major key. I think Mateer's going to have time. I think Oklahoma's got a chance in this game. The hard part is it's just not a place you can go in and win.
If this was at home, I think I'd pick Oklahoma to win.
Right, like they did last year. This is a revenge game, one of those rare revenge games for Alabama. The bad news for Oklahoma is that Kalen DeBoer does not lose to ranked teams. Remember, he loses to unranked teams, and Oklahoma's currently ranked 11th in the country. It's a fascinating football game,
though. In this game last year, I believe this is the one where Oklahoma made Jalen Milroe and Alabama's offense look like the aforementioned Roar football team. It was ugly.
All right.
Nothing good happened.
Let me give you those numbers.
They're not pretty. They are very not pretty.
If you remember in this game, and Oklahoma was not very good.
This was the worst game of Jalen Milroe's life. This probably cost him a round in the draft on its own.
After going up 3-0, Oklahoma tied at 3-3. Oklahoma had a 49-yard pick six, and then it had another interception, ran down to the 14-yard line. In this game, Alabama had 234 yards. But here's Jalen Milroe's box score. 11 of 26, 164 yards, no touchdowns, 3 picks, 15 carries, 7 yards, no touchdowns.
I think the box score might have – I think it actually may have been worse on the field than even
that. It was
that
worse than that, yes.
That's pretty
But no abhorrent. Touchdowns, 3 picks, 15 carries, 7 yards. That's what he had in that game.
That ain't going to happen with Ty Simpson this year.
No. Who would have thought that Ty Simpson would be a better quarterback than Jalen Milroe? Because remember, going into the season last year, Milroe was a Heisman candidate.
I could have seen that, not this, though. I didn't think Ty Simpson would be that great. I did not think he'd be maybe the best quarterback in the country, maybe the number one top 5 pick in the draft. I didn't see any of that coming. Credit to Ty Simpson. He's a dog. I think Alabama's going to win this one. Yeah. I think it's close. They played with their food a little bit, I think, last week against LSU and struggled offensively a little bit.
I love it when you say that.
That should have been a much more comfortable win than it was. I understand LSU's defense is still good, but they were not convincing there. I think this is probably a 27-24 type game for Alabama here, and they win it with the home bump. I think the home bump makes a big difference for them. I'm really excited for this game. This is so big for Oklahoma. You cannot overstate how important of a game this is for Oklahoma.
I got bad news for you, Sam. It's on ABC.
I'll find a way.
Sam, you're going to your local watering hole. You're not a watering hole guy, are you?
No.
I'm not a watering hole guy. You got to go to your local watering hole.
You're not listening to Narduzzi for this game?
No. Man, I got 2 kids. I ain't not doing any of that. But no. Any other 3:30 games before you get the night games?
There's a couple that could
explain this to me. We mentioned this before the top of the hour break. Penn State, Michigan State, both teams are 0-6 in the league. Both teams are 3-6 and 0-6 in the league.
Yuck.
That's on CBS, and 21st ranked Iowa, 17th ranked Southern Cal is on the Big Ten Network. Like, that makes zero sense to me.
Jonathan Smith not having a fun week, folks.
No.
He got screwed by Mel Tucker this week, and Mel Tucker's not even there anymore.
Well, a lot of people got screwed by Mel Tucker.
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Texas, Georgia, 7:30, ABC. Goodness.
I think this is paper lion game. I think on paper, you look beside Texas and you see a 10, and you look beside Georgia and you see a 5, and you think to yourself, oh, man, SEC between the hedges, Herb Street and Fowler, and man, this is going to be a big one. This is Texas and Georgia. Let's just be clear. The Georgia Bulldogs are going to wood chip Texas. Texas has nothing. Texas had 8 first downs to 26 for Kentucky. Kentucky had 395. Texas had 179. Texas had 28 carries, 47 yards rushing against Kentucky. And then the very next week, they go to Mississippi State, and they have to get this punt return, 79-yard punt return, and then a turnover. No, I'm sorry, the overtime stuff. To take care of that against Mississippi State. Mississippi State outgained them 445 to 428. They found a way to somehow score 24 points in the fourth quarter to tie the game. Remember that, too. Oh, by the way, Sam, Mississippi State was up 31-14 in the fourth quarter and got beat. And then Vanderbilt, now that was a weird one, but they're an onside kick away from maybe having a chance to lose that game as well. Let's don't think, and it's on the road, and so far on the road this season, Texas lost to Ohio State, they lost to a bad Florida team, and they should have got lost to a Kentucky team and lost to Mississippi, or should have lost to Mississippi State team. Texas doesn't play well on the road. Yeah, 10 versus 5, that's a paper deal. Georgia is going to roll Saturday night against Texas.
I think Texas is going to keep this close. It's going to make you mad. Texas has scored 75 points the last 2 weeks. Their offense is better. It seems to have figured something out.
I'll give you that.
They've scored more than 75 points. I think they've scored 79.
I'll give you that.
Offense looks legitimate right now. I understand it's Mississippi State. I understand it's Vanderbilt. These aren't the Oklahoma front sevens of the world, of which they won that game 23-6. Texas is winning right now. And you said it about Virginia a little while ago. If you keep winning, at some point, finding ways to win does matter, and they are finding ways to win. They were in control of that Vanderbilt game last week. Vanderbilt's a very good football team. Got close at the end, but Texas controlled it for much of the game. I don't think Texas wins here, but I think they keep this close enough, and Georgia's secondary is still not good. They have a lot of questions on that side of the ball, enough so that I think Texas, with Arch Manning another week healthier, is in position to keep this very, very tight. This is their season, right? I mean, there is something to be said for if Texas loses this game, it's probably curtains. I think they go out there and they play this game very, very close. Georgia's at home. I lean to the home team in SEC games when I think it's going to be close. But I do not think by any means this is going to be a blowout because Texas has not been blitzed in a few weeks. It's been a while. Since that Florida loss, which is a month ago now, they've handled their business in the ugliest way possible and in some cleaner ways, like against Vanderbilt. They found ways to win. I think they keep it
this
tight.
This is one of these games. And look, this is exactly Sam. Oh, Sam, do I got a comp for you here. Matter of fact, you got to hang on because I've got the best comp for Georgia fans. If you're a Georgia Bulldog fan and if you're a Clemson Tiger fan, then stay tuned because I got a comp for you that you're going to love. All right, let me tell you about my great friends at Trail, TREHEL.com. When I mention or I see people that I know Trail built for, I'll bring it up every once in a while. They normally bring it up to me. And then the other thing is I see what people say about them. So like Craig Brown, the owner of the Greenville Drive, said we had a $14 million renovation project. We had to trust Trail could complete it before deadline. It was only 5 months away. There was no room for error, and they delivered. We couldn't ask for a better building partner. So you see that time and time again of what they do and how they do it. And so like in the church, in the faith-based stuff, time and time again, these building committees have deadlines and they've got the budgets to work with. And so you see it to where, man, we just don't have a whole lot of wiggle room here. So like what Martin Jordan said, he was director of facilities at the Advent United Methodist Church. I highly recommend Trail as a general contractor. I personally worked on a number of construction projects and say that Trail and all their employees have been a true pleasure to work with. If in the future we ever do it again, Trail will be the first company we contact. I have a friend of mine that is a developer, and he said, I did one project without Trail, and I'll never do another one without him. We love Trail. TREHEL.com. Sam, I have the best comp of the day. Georgia fans, Clemson fans, come right back. Much more to this.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Only minutes from the interstate at Exit 1, inviting golfers from Oconee, Anderson, Pickens, and Greenville counties, as well as nearby Atlanta, Chickasaw Point and Overlook Restaurant await you. Chickasaw Point Golf is a hills course, and Overlook Restaurant is a beautiful event venue. Available to host meetings, weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays, a natural, beautiful trip through nature the way golf was meant to be. Discover what others have, the great golfing you'll find at Chickasaw Point.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training, you need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Sam, you ready for my comp?
I am indeed.
So, what
another,
Georgia
another word
fans...
With 11 or more song, another song with 11 or more words.
I know, it's crazy. There's actual lyrics in there. It's kind of crazy. All right. Here's what Georgia fans are doing. And I know this. It's so crazy how Georgia and Clemson's programs have paralleled each other so much. And what Georgia fans are doing now is what Clemson fans did in 2018 and 2020. The best example I have of this, I'll save for last, but Sam, in 2018, Clemson played 16th-ranked NC State and beat them 41-7. And they played 17th-ranked Boston College and won 27-7. And it's like, that was in 2018 seasons. And it's like, because you're so tired of beating up on nobody, you know, Clemson was, when they played NC State, they were 7-0. And going into it, oh, bear with me here. Going into it, man, oh, NC State. Oh, it was in Death Valley. And NC State was 5-1, 2-1. They ranked 16th. But it's like, oh, man, we got a ranked team coming in here. Oh, man, they're ranked 16th. And Clemson won 41-7. And, like, the game was over very, very early in that one, if I remember right. I mean, I'm looking this up now. It was 14-0 in the first quarter. It was 24-0 at halftime. It's 34-0 going to the fourth quarter. And but, yet, oh, they're ranked 17th. Oh, man, it was a paper champion, paper Wolfpack. And they did the same thing in Boston College later that year. Clemson came in at 9-0. Boston College was ranked 17th. They're like, oh man, Boston College, they're 7-3, and Boston College is good. Nah, you won 27-7. The best example I have of it is the COVID year of 2020, when Clemson played Miami. The Tigers were 4-0, and Miami was 3-1. Actually, they were four. I'm sorry. Well, back all the way up there. It's 2020. Let me find this one again for you. That Miami came in ranked 7th in the country. Actually, they were 3-0 coming to that one. They were 7th in the country. Oh, man. Top 10. Clemson was like number 1, and Miami was like number 7. Oh, top 10. Well, the Tigers won 42-17. It was like a blowout because Miami was nowhere near as good as Clemson. It was at home. You see what I'm saying? Like, you get so excited because you're tired of beating up on Wake Forest and Duke and Virginia Tech and all these teams. Like, Georgia is tired of beating up on Mississippi State and Kentucky and all. Like, you finally got a named team, and you look and there's number 10 beside them. But let's don't be fooled. They're not the 10th best team in the country. And it's in Sanford Stadium. And this is going to be one of those games you come out of like, we just beat number 10, like with Clemson fans. We just beat number 7, 42-17. Well, nah, you beat the team that's currently ranked that. But Miami is not the 7th best team in the country at that point in time. And this will be the beginning of the end, because here's the thing you got to remember about Texas. Yeah, everything's back hunky-dory after they won 4 in a row after that bad Florida loss. But remember this, they're going to lose to Georgia, and they're going to lose to A&M, and they're going 8-4. The preseason number one team in the country is going 8-4. And Sarkisian's got to have some answers. He's going to be questioned. Any of that unfair, Sam? We're trying to talk ourselves into this being some sort of big game. Georgia fans know what's going to happen Saturday night. As a matter of fact, Sam, Texas fans know what's going to happen Saturday night, and Texas fans know what's going to happen when A&M rolls to town.
You love your Bulldogs this year, man. I should play you the fight song every day. I should just open with that for you.
Sam, I only have a few words. Speaking of 10 words or less, it's great to be a Georgia Bulldog.
I think it's going to be a close game. I'm going to go against everything. I think it's going to be close.
My buddy says, hey, how's the Georgia blowouts going for you lately? Went, well, last week it went very good because it blew out Mississippi State.
The 27-24 for Bama, Oklahoma. I think this game is somewhere in the same realm. Texas offense looks different right now. Looks better.
We'll see.
That's worth something.
And Georgia's defense is not very good. Let's be clear about that.
Texas's defense is good.
Yeah.
But it's been worse the last couple of weeks. But the offense has been better. So who in the world knows?
You think that Texas is going to Sanford Stadium in a night game and all that?
I don't think they're going to win. I think it's going to be close, though.
All right, who else you got over there for me?
Oh, God. Oh, there's one more that comes to mind here before we get out of here that I think could be a little spooky for a team on the outskirts right now. 10-15.
I'll be
BYU.
I'll be up.
TCU. BYU off a loss.
Yeah.
Last year, lost two in a row, ended their season, all things considered. It was Kansas and Arizona State. This year, could it be Texas Tech and TCU?
You know, TCU is a lot like Baylor, and they're a lot like Arizona State, a lot like Arizona, a lot like Iowa State, a lot like Kansas State. And man, I expected so much more, but you got to feel like there's something in there. And you look at this spread, even though the game's at BYU, coming off an emotional loss. And let me give you, Sam, I have these axioms, right? One of the things I've done over 20 years is collect these axioms. And not all, they're not always true all the time, but this is something you kind of lean on a little bit. When a team is in a national championship hunt and they lose for the first time, say, in early November, the very next week, it's an emotional issue for them. There's a letdown because you're not undefeated anymore, and you almost feel like, oh, man. Now, the 12-team playoff is different. You know, in the old days, you had to be undefeated to play for the national championship and all that. Remember all those days? And so you had a lot more reason to let down. BYU does not have a reason to let down now. But there's that old axiom out there that, you know, we were sky high. We lost a game. And it's a dangerous TCU team and a bunch of furries coming in there.
I figured that was coming.
Hoover still had a good year, man.
He's a good player.
No one's talking about Hoover. I'll let you pick another couple of games.
I'm going to go with a broad question before you get to Scott.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that we didn't mention here that is nationally relevant that finds themselves in danger this
week? Yes, yes,
yes. Who would that be?
Oh, Sam.
I'm looking more in the top 15 to 20 of actually having a legitimate chance of being worth something.
All right.
By the end of the year.
All right, here's the deal. It has to be ranked, and it has to be on the road against unranked. So of those, for instance, like Notre Dame, Pittsburgh's not going to sneak up on Notre Dame. There's two ranked teams. Like Alabama's not going to sneak up on Oklahoma. Those are two ranked teams. Iowa and Southern Cal. So and Texas, Georgia. So the deal is, what ranked teams are playing on the road against unranked teams this week?
Michigan,
Northwestern, at 10.5. Keep an eye on that one.
Michigan can't throw again.
Right.
I think in a couple years they might be able to, but they can't right now. Virginia's at Duke. We talked about Virginia and Duke, that I think Duke's going to win that game.
Well, Duke's favorite now. Yeah, Georgia Tech at Boston College.
It's a weird one. I don't think that's going to be a problem for Georgia Tech.
All right, I got one for you.
Does Bill O'Brien get fired?
No. Here's the thing on that. You can do better than Bill O'Brien.
I don't know. He's 1-9.
Yeah, if you're there, here's what you got to do. If you're Boston College, you got to say, man, we got a hard job. I know that. Do you want Bill O'Brien? Or the only reason you fire him is you like identify like this young, up and coming, the next guy.
I thought they'd win 5 games this year. They're not going to do that.
No, I don't think they
fire him though. We could see. Who knows?
Let
Jonathan
me ask you a
Smith
question.
Could be fired.
Let me give you one more here. 13th ranked Utah at Baylor.
That's the one I was looking at.
Yeah.
Dave Aranda's in a bit of a weird spot at Baylor.
That's one.
Where there are probably some higher expectations than out of contention middle of November.
That's one.
I think Utah's going to kill them. I think Utah's going to handle their business here.
Be careful. Just be careful on that one.
I think Utah is going to round into form here. But that may be irrational confidence. Who knows?
We'll see. Before I get to Scott quickly here, let me tell you about Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, Amanda, the great team take care of you. I just know this. I know that with interest rates, the people who know it and know it all and do a great job of it and make you so comfortable and tailor structured loans just for you and what you're looking for, it's Prime Lending. And I would always suggest what I've done in the past, let's always get three estimates. Let these be one of your three, and they will just separate themselves in every imaginable way. You're going to love dealing with them. Put them on your favorites. If you're thinking about buying a house, if you think about refinancing and remodeling, it's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Scott in Greenville, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm navigating the bumper car highway of 385 I head to 123 in Easley. And all these people just got to go back home. I think they're from Sam Country or something. But
what's your current speed right now? Like, what's your cruising?
Right now, I'm sitting in a parking lot, but it took me forever. That entire time that I was on hold, it took me three exits.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Right, what's now, my phone is 21 minutes.
Is it always the same area? Is it always the same time of day? Like, what can we do anything? Is there anything that can be done?
Here's what needs to happen. Somebody that knows what they're doing needs to get on the Greenville Council, and somebody that knows what they're doing needs to get on the Easley Council, and they need to fix these highways because there's too many people for what we got. There's just too many. There's no tell. I would love to know the count of how many cars ride these roads during work hours.
Yeah. It doesn't help that all the roads have like 75 potholes in them on top of that, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't know the answer. I am not smart enough to know those answers of those kind of things. But of those traffic engineers, they're bright. But you say they're bright, but yeah.
I love truckers.
Yeah.
I love truckers. You have a lot of people listening that drive trucks. James, a truck driver. Brian, I know for sure. Yeah. John, I know for sure. Truck drivers. Love truckers. We need them. We got to have them. I just wish they had their own highway. Because when they stop, man, and then they got to get started back, it takes forever, and it backs up traffic. And it's not their fault. It's what they're driving. But we love them and we appreciate them, but we got to figure that out too. But anyway, yesterday was my smoking hot wife's birthday, and I did not get an opportunity to call in to you. But I'll call in today to defend you because you needed to be defended yesterday. You got called out by a youngster on the radio yesterday, and I thought we was going to have a fight. I thought Mickey might quit.
What happened to this?
But I'm going to come to the bat for you with Greg Sankey, man. The SEC Live Network and the Big 12 Sports Talk Network both confirmed that he said that in a press conference. Now, I have not heard the press conference, but he did say that according to them as well. So if it's a lie, they fell for it too.
Well.
But
look,
I got concerned when I heard Sam call you out.
I don't fall for the I don't fall for the no three. You know, instead of own three, you get no three. You know, you get those Adam Scheffler things, and it'd be Adam Schefflers or Stefflers or something like that. You get all those now. You get an AI deal of, Donald Trump slapped Chuck Schumer. Like, you know, I don't fall for any of that stuff. But on this one, because we do have such propaganda in the SEC, you could see how somebody could fall for that. So, okay.
So because I did see that, is there any element of that is true, Georgia should beat Texas by 30, but Georgia won't beat Texas by 30 because Greg Sankey's going to pick up the phone and make a call and say, hey, we need to keep this game close because I got to get Texas in the playoffs. And I got to get Vandy in there, and I can't get.
Hey,
I can't do this if we have big blowout.
Well, let me. As long as you're going to do it, let's don't leave out Auburn. Let's don't leave out Arkansas. I mean, the Gamecocks. Let's leave Mississippi State. If we're going to get them in, let's get Kentucky in there.
Listen, my son and Mississippi State have five moral victories this year. They deserve to be in.
Yes. Hey, how does he liking it? What's he saying?
He's loving it. He's loving it.
Levy's a good dude, right? Like he seemed to be doing a good job.
Yeah, much different than the other day. You couldn't remember Butch Jones. Was at Arkansas State, and it's much different personality. I can say this now that he's gone. But the very first meeting my son walked into, and he was in the meeting, and he says, "How you doing, Coach?" And the coach turned around in front of everybody and says, "It is Coach Butch Jones to you, sir." Everything that is documented at Arkansas State has to have. They took the Adidas logo off marketing materials to put Coach Butch Jones' signature on it, brother.
Ouch, man.
It's super ego. That's why he's stuck at Arkansas State and he won't go nowhere else, because he's got too big an ego, man. But anyway, I told you the other day I had a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. Did you I hadn't heard your comments on the major league pitchers that got caught throwing games, and I hadn't seen didn't know if you knew saw where they put the $200 maximum bet on Major League Baseball or on sports games for athletes.
I did not see that.
The thing was that the $200 limit on some is a deterrent for them to do it. Why don't we just tell them they can't do it? I mean, isn't that? I didn't understand that, but
is it everybody that they know? Right? Is your cousin limited as well? Is your uncles, your aunts, is your best friends, are they limited as well? Because I mean, they're not gonna. It's not them betting on stuff. It's going to be other people, right? I mean, again,
we plaster the sidelines with gambling stuff. It's promoted. It's now. I mean, y'all promote it on your station as well. It's big in the industry in America, but you can't. You got to figure out a way to legalize all of it. Now the pitchers throwing games, that's totally different. But
how do you
allow any?
I mean, if you're looking at it, how are we saying that? We're going, and I'm going to go into this next segment because this is a big deal. Like, I got to take a break. I'm going to get into it right after this, Scott. So it's good stuff. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. I just have a very strong thought about things like this. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Let them come in and do your garage floor. It can look amazing like ours does. I feel so good that we got rid of concrete stains and automotive stains and concrete dust and cracks, and now my family can enjoy it. We spend time on it. We just love it. We love our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. This is a no-obligation phone call. Sam, here's what I like. I don't want to have any sort of DIY stuff myself because I'm going to mess it up. I don't move a finger. They do everything for it. 404-8158.
For what it's worth, Scott brings up a valid point. While not necessarily, because I haven't seen it in this case, I don't know if they put that fake Sankey quote up on the SEC Network or the Big 12 Network. I didn't see it. But it does speak to a wider problem that these networks are getting got by accounts like this. I mean, the account that tweeted this has parody in the account bio. This, maybe not on this quote specifically or this fake quote specifically, but I have seen ESPN get got by NBA Centel. I have seen ABC or NBC, CBS Sports, like they are getting got way more than they should with an entire production team there to vet these type of things. It's right there. Yeah. Like, just look into who said it.
Yeah, yeah. But when it gets retweeted by somebody that you do trust, and that's what I see.
And they got to stop getting got too.
Right, right, because that's what I see.
Got to look into it.
Short break. We'll come back. I want to talk about that, the idea of what happened to the Guardians, just say Indians, the Guardians.
Yeah,
much more after this.
It's a thriller.
Did you know you can get paid to increase your home's comfort and efficiency? Contact Koala Insulation to see how to increase comfort and lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Right now, you can also get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. The tax credits give homeowners 30% back in tax credits from their insulation upgrade, up to $1,200. But these tax incentives are expiring at the end of 2025 and will not return. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville at 864-867-1779 today to learn more.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
At Ingles, we know that Thanksgiving is the ultimate event for the foodies in your life. And we have all the fixings and trimmings for a totally tasty turkey day. From fresh, local produce to the best meat in town to ready-made deliciousness from the Ingles Deli, we have what you need to feed the whole family. So, from those afternoon appetizers to that midnight turkey sandwich, we got Thanksgiving covered. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
Clemson Tigers, no pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill, in every note of Tiger Rag, on Solid Orange Fridays, and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
So if you do so many play-by-play stuff, and so you know, like, these coaches, they're traveling, they're going all over the place, and so coaches know to call Eggs Up Grill because of the box lunches. And even in the box lunch, you get, like, shrimp and grits and breakfast biscuit sandwiches and biscuits and gravy breakfast. You get all these things. You get platters. You get salads. You get box lunches, the Cobb salads and the chicken wraps and the clubs and the BLTs. You get all that. The big, huge brunch buffets, they've got those. The classic brunch buffets. Like scrambled eggs and bacon and sausage and home fries and grits and buttermilk biscuits and all that. And you get the griddle buffets. My point is, if you need something catered, then I've got the company for you. It's Eggs Up Grill. Man, we love Eggs Up Grill. I love eating there anyway. You know that. But how about from a catering standpoint? Because so many out there had the big meetings and you're worried about your message and you're trying to make the big sale or you're trying to take care of your client. And one way to do that, food's pretty popular, man. You get the right, you get the food right. You get the catering right. That'll be a big deal for you. Go to eggsupgrill.com for breakfast, for brunch, for lunch. They'll take care of you. Click on the catering in Clemson, Seneca, Greenwood. Good folks, eggsupgrill.com. So he mentioned it, and I got on the Guardians, and I know you. I yielded to you, Sam, because you knew more about this and the players and what all happened to all that. And I just met many times before, like, I'm no genius. But if we're going to legalize gambling and we're going to promote gambling, then let's not be shocked that the human beings involved on the field or on the court could be compromised. I mean, this just feels like a total common sense deal to me. Now, let me say this. I don't gamble. Sam, you don't gamble. I bet on 2 football games in my life. I won both of them. I took the Cowboys to beat the Bills and the cover in 2 Super Bowls back in the 90s or something. And I bet $100 each. I won $200 ever. It's the only time I ever gambled on a sporting contest. With that said, if you want to throw away your money, you want to do all that, if you want to gamble, if you've got extra discretionary income, man, knock yourself out. I don't care. It doesn't bother me a bit. If you know it's fun. The problem is, and we do it, and this isn't good for business, but we're talking about, oh, man, this is so easy. Come in, you can make all this money. Oh, man, you're going to make all this money. It's so easy. Come take advantage of us. You know, Sam, when I was a kid, I used to hear these car dealers, and here's the commercials. Oh, my goodness. Boy, we overstocked. We really messed up. Come take advantage of our mistake this weekend by buying this car underneath. I saw this all the time when I was a kid, furniture stores. Liquidation sale, man, we messed up. All these things, they got to go. Come take advantage of us. All these gambling sites are telling you, this is so easy. We're going to give you all this money. Just come take advantage. Come take our money. And that ain't happening, friend. I mean, I'm sorry. All of you out there are smart enough to know that. These two guys in these two rooms right here, we're smart enough to know that. So if you can do it and do it right and do it fun, yeah, I got it, man. And it should be. And it does make Utah State and Montana State more enjoyable. But responsibly, that's why we talk about, lottery. Oh, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. I'm going to win $1 billion. Do it responsibly. But we're not going to be shocked. Are you shocked at what happened with the Guardians?
No, I was annoyed by it. Still very annoyed by it. I'm not shocked at all. I expect it to happen with more teams and more players. It's happened with plenty. It will continue to happen. It's too easy. It's so easy for them to do something like this.
See, in the old days, here's what you'd say. Oh, man, you can't. They're not going to throw a game, are they? Well, you don't have to throw a game anymore. This is very dangerous. When one pitch, a meaningless pitch, Sam, right? So if you're good enough as a pitcher, you can throw a first pitch ball and still come back in the count and get the guy out, right? It doesn't affect your performance. It doesn't affect the game.
That's something Clase could do very well. Clase was throwing pitches illegally, betting on pitches for 3 years, and he still had the lowest ERA in qualified Major League Baseball history.
See, but here's the problem is like the NFL and Major League Baseball and NBA and whatever, they want these, they want the revenue, but then they don't want the residuals of it. So you can't have it both ways. Because if I'm Major League Baseball, here's what I say. We're not going to allow anybody out there to put up prop bets like a first pitch ball. That's what they were doing, correct? First pitch ball.
First pitch ball under a certain mile per hour. So slider in the dirt.
I'll be honest with you. If if you're gambling on a certain pitch, you got an issue anyway. I got a problem with you gambling on a, you know, if you think that A&M is going to beat South Carolina this weekend by more than 18 and a half, or you think the defensive play won't go under, I got, but we're talking about somebody gets less than 52 yards or, I don't know. But a first pitch ball, like if you're Major League Baseball, you can say, hey, man, we're not going to allow y'all to do that, right? Or can you, do you have that say through all that?
Well, I mean, the athletes can't do it anyway. They're not allowed to do it to begin with.
Yeah.
They can't do it anyway, but yeah, they still did. Now, there's a limit on the specific pitch prop bets now of $200 that they've come to a joint agreement with all these betting companies on Major League Baseball, but that's not going to – the problem is these players, if they so choose, will find something else minute to bet on or something else along those lines.
Because here's why. Because there's a lot of churches out there and a lot of schools out there and a lot of organizations out there and a lot of companies out there to go, oh, man, we don't think this is going to be an issue. But, like, we're human beings. We're going to screw it up. We're going to find ways to screw it up. And somebody's going to embezzle some money from some account somewhere. Right? We're going to find ways to cheat and lie and steal. Like, that's what we do. So we're not going to shock through any of that kind of stuff. Can I mention just one quick thing about Saturday's game? I mentioned this earlier about South Carolina. And you know, the Gamecocks, oh, by the way, they've lost six of their last seven games. The only team they beat was Kentucky. Sam, what's at stake to you? Like, is Shane Beamer, first of all, he's got to beat Coastal, and he's going to beat Coastal. I don't know what the offseason looks like if he loses to A&M and Clemson, and South Carolina goes 4-8 with Lenore Sellers, and now you got to hire an offensive coordinator. Am I wrong, Sam? Like, I think they need to look good Saturday.
I mean, I think this is going to be an ugly offseason one way or another for them, just based on how this year has gone. They derailed everything with that offensive coordinator hire, and granted, the talent isn't necessarily what it was last year on the defensive side of the ball, but a functioning offense gets them to six wins and gets them to a bowl game this year. And you can maybe look at it and say, well, pretty good SEC, a lot of good teams in there. We didn't have the same talent as last year, yada, yada, yada. Sellers didn't take a huge jump forward, even with an average offense, right? You can justify, at least we made a bowl game. They're not going to get there, more than likely. So
if they lose Saturday, they have to win out to get to a bowl.
You're going to go into an offseason where you've got to hire a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
You've got to possibly look for a quarterback based on, we don't know what Sellers is going to do. He could stay. He could go to the league. He could go to Miami or anywhere else. Pick your team. Pandora's box of opportunities for him.
Right.
So you don't know anything going into the offseason. I think it's going to be Shane Beamer. I wouldn't fire him. But if South Carolina wins three games.
All right. Well, let me run this by you then. Let me give you two scenarios here. If you are a young and up-and-coming, very good offensive coordinator, do you, A, turn down South Carolina because Shane Beamer's on the hot seat and you look at the 2026 schedule and it looks like, I mean,
it's an SEC schedule.
It looks like, and who knows, man, what it could actually look like, I mean, on the field because of the transfer portal and all that. But if you just think about it, like, okay, you've got at Clemson, at Alabama, at Arkansas, and at Florida, and at Oklahoma. You got Georgia and Texas A&M and Tennessee and Mississippi State coming to your place. Like, that just feels like, man, 6-6 is the best case scenario. So are you going to leave a good situation now and take a job for 1 year? Or Sam, are you believing the other side? That they were so bad offensively this year that it's a great opportunity buying stock when it's low and your name can look really, really good for either the head coaching job there or a job somewhere else if you just do any kind of good job next year?
It's impossible to know what it's going to look like. It really is. And you can't move on from Beamer if you're South Carolina, because this is a situation where how many guys are in this cycle have already been fired? You're not going to be anywhere near the top of the list.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense to move on at this rate. It's going to be hard to find a coach that's willing to take that on, especially if Sellers isn't there. I think Carter Woods could be pretty good, but that's an undertaking as a young player stepping in for the first time.
I'm not sold on the fact that Carter Woods, on the idea that Carter Woods might be better.
Well, I think he could be good.
He might be better for what they need to be doing, though. Yeah,
possibly, but that's an upside shot if you're an offensive coordinator where there's some risk there.
Yeah.
And you don't know who your quarterback's going to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of unknowns. Who's catching the football?
Yeah.
That's been a problem the last couple years. It hasn't been the year that you thought it would be, or some people thought it would be this, some people didn't. I thought they'd be a lot better than this. I thought Sellers would be a lot better. I thought the offense would function. It did not.
It did not.
No idea what it looks like going next year. No idea what Clemson looks like going the next year. So a lot of uncertainty between the two teams.
Here's
the,
no idea what anybody's going to look like.
No. But
we'll ask about Friday night, though.
Ohio State's going to be good.
Yeah, I believe that. Paul Strilo is going to kick off hour number three when you come back right after this.